There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back, and we have Campbell Kilgore from New Zealand talking about the Mountain Red Velvet. I tell people I've been doing a lot of work on the issue of stem cells and been talking to a lot of stem cell experts in the last year and sorting through what is, early stages of stem cell research and what doesn't work. One of the interesting studies that was actually out on DirecTV, one of the educational channels, was the idea of using, for our veterans, basement membrane from pig bladders. And they discovered that they can get pig bladders cheap because they're no cost at all. They can convert it to a powder or to sheets that they can put surgically into, let's say, someone's blown quadriceps muscles in their thigh because they get hit by an IED, or the terminal parts of their fingers blown off. And it regenerates the entire joint, including the finger, the joint, the nail bed, and everything. So we're not just talking about regrowing a nail. We're talking about regrowing the actual finger, regrowing the actual thigh muscles. Now, the material they're using for pig bladder is inferior to Mountain Red Velvet. And there's at least 8 different classes of biomolecules present in Mountain Red Velvet, 396 biomolecules and 6 growth hormones. And if you can get it past the GI tract, because the GI tract is a phalanx, we call it the phalanx of stomach acid and digestive enzymes, are a cruel place to be if you're a fragile molecule, the extracellular matrix that allows fetuses to grow into human beings. And as I've said before, the tagline is, if you're not a fetus, you need to take Mountain Red Velvet. What I often suggest now to people when they buy Mountain Red Velvet is they take it and open a capsule under their tongue, 1 to 2 capsules 4 times a day. And I usually find 1 capsule roughly every 4 hours during the day, if you're trying to regenerate your kidneys, your liver, your brain, is the formula. And that means 4 caps a day. Our bottles are 60 caps, so that's going to last you around 15 days. You need 2 cap bottles a month. We are going to work with Campbell and trying to get licensure to bring it in directly so we can have a DR form of the capsule so that it'll be able to go down to a pH of 2 and get into the terminal small bowel, where it'll be turned into a micelle, absorbed through the splanchnic circulation, which is the gut circulation, goes through the Kupffer cells of the liver, the spleen, etc., and then get to all the target organs, brain, heart, liver, kidney, and allow your body to start regenerating at a level that's never been seen before, because I believe aging is what I call a signal-to-noise engineering principle. And I've looked at all the theories about what aging is, whether it's free radicals, the accumulated damage issue, the senescent cell issue. But really, the bottom line comes down to what's called signal-to-noise. And what Mountain Red Velvet does is 3 different classes of molecules. The first are what's called scalar biophotonic transducers. They allow your cells to pick up the molecular information as to how to turn on the genes to improve the structure and function and regenerate organs. The second is actually the building blocks to build those structural proteins and enzymes. And the third action is really kind of novel. What Mountain Red Velvet does is it actually is, in a sense, an epigenetic preservative. It allows you to photocopy yourself into the future. So Mountain Red Velvet is pretty unique. And I tell people, no matter what else you're taking for anti-aging, whether it's our MycoDo2, Silver 100 for stem cells, Microdose, Indiumese, which is, by the way, in the populations that have indium, they have 100 times more people in these 18 populations that are 100 years old or older if they have indium in their diet, because it increases intracellular and nucleoplasm mineralization and gene activation. But the most important of all the nutraceuticals for anti-aging is Mountain Red Velvet. Now, we do have Anti-Age Max. We have some other nutraceuticals that are important. So, Campbell, this project is going to be really exciting, because what I want to see is I'm going to see even better biological results from... I've seen much better biological results from taking my indium, my Mountain Red Velvet, under my tongue. And I think when we get it down to the terminal small bowel so we can get into a micelle, made by the body and actually absorbed into the terminal ileum, I think we're going to even better results.
Well, and it's very interesting in the word you've used there throughout is regeneration. And I think to just remind all of your listeners that that is exactly where this product comes from, that this is a regenerative product, that it comes from these red deer that we have on the Mountain Red Farm, and they go through this process every single year. So it's not an artificial process. This is something that nature mastered many, many years ago, and that indeed traditional Chinese medicine recognized almost 3,000 years ago, similarly Korean traditional medicine. So this is a process that has been occurring naturally for many, many years. And when Karen Morley, the founder, looked at this almost two decades ago, and she said that really what she wanted to do was bring to market the highest quality deer velvet that was possible in the world. And we've done that with a number of unique processing steps and unique harvesting steps that primarily ensure that we don't harm the animal in any way, and that this is a completely sustainable process. So what happens every year is we harvest this material, the animal goes off, and then later on in the following year it starts the whole process again, and this material is grown and it's harvested. So it is a completely sustainable product, and it's a completely regenerative product. So I think that the steps that you recognize really are the next ones in the evolution of Mountain Red as the highest quality deer velvet product in the world. Now, interesting, we had an email exchange earlier on in the week from a gentleman over in America, and he had previously bought some Mountain Red deer velvet for I believe it was a shoulder problem, had enormous benefit from that, and had decided, just because he wanted a deer velvet product very quickly, he ordered a domestic one, and it arrived, and the first thing he noticed was the change in the color of the capsule and the color of the material. And he wrote to us and he said, look, I'm not sure what's going on. The material I bought from a company, and I think it was an American company, he said, look, it's almost white powder. And we said, well, that's wrong, because high-quality deer velvet has these 396 bioactive molecules in there. And part of that is you can identify it with an enormously rich, dark reddish color. Now, my concern was that when he immediately mentioned, and he actually sent us over some pictures he took on his camera, that what he was essentially buying was something that was deer velvet, but it was ossified. It was this bone. Then, as we know, bone is completely benign. It has absolutely no positive health benefits whatsoever. So unfortunately, the story we've spoken about many, many times before is it's a case of buyer beware. Buy the best quality product. Buy a product that you have a guarantee from the manufacturer in terms of the quality of material that's used. It's far too easy for people to say that this product clearly had come from deer, but what it was hardened. It wasn't velvet, it was antler. And it was probably been ground up, it was white, it's essentially dead material, and it has none of the bioactive properties that we know so well in Mountain
Red. That's really unfortunate, you see, and of course that's why your company not only has the highest quality deer velvet, but also it's xylazine-free, you're not damaging animals. In fact, I had someone about a year ago send me some horrifying photos of what they do in Russia, because they have deer velvet in Russia too, and the Russians typically have a Russian approach to it. You know, they stalk deer, you know, pin it down, and the deer is obviously in a frightened, disastrous situation, and they saw off the antlers in broad daylight rather than the animal being caught. A lot of time, in order to be able to handle these giant animals, they're basically darting them with anesthetic, like, you know, big game hunters, and anesthetizing them, or gassing them with xylazine, like, you know, like the old surgery with ether, in order to put the animal into a dissociative state so you can saw them off without the animal hurting you, trying
That's
to
right.
get the antlers
yep.
off.
And the most worrying thing, Dr. Bill, is all of that, as you described, does exist. None of those practices we adhere to at all, and we've gone completely the other way, and Karen certainly said the one thing we will do if we're going to do this, we will give the consumer a reassurance that no animal is harmed. And what we say to people is, look, if you're in New Zealand, come to the farm, You can see these animals. You can see how we remove the material. We don't use that darting technique. We don't fill them full of anesthetic because, A, it's incredibly dangerous. It's dangerous for the people doing the collection. It's dangerous for the animals, and there's no need. You know, get the best. Get Mountain Red. It's the highest quality material you can buy if you're looking for a Dia Velvet product.
Absolutely, and we're working on this project again. Mountain Red Velvet, if you want to build a better you, and as I say, if you're not a fetus, take Mountain Red Velvet. Thanks a lot, Campbell.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala. And combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Mm-hmm.
great. Dave Mitchell is back. And Dave, you're our star realtor here in Southern California. You managed to get our studio and home here in Southern California 7 years ago. And you've got some amazing talents also as a prepper. I think we want to talk about both issues. One of the first things I'd like to talk about is the whole issue of prepping in terms of staging. The first thing is that 98% of disasters are going to be contained within a two-month period. Most of those are going to be things like power outages, extreme weather, food shortages, gasoline shortages, and the ability for self-protection. So the ability to have some food supply, dehydrated foods, freeze-dried, just in containers containing, for example, nitrogen, beans and other things, having ability to have chickens so you have eggs like you do, having fruit and nut trees in a greenhouse. These are all real positive things. Having layers of water supply so you not only have your city water, but a roof water collection system or a well or all three. And then I think beyond 2 months, people have to start seriously thinking if society's broken down and still hasn't resurrected in 2 months, you need to seriously have already planned and have been in advance working toward a community with 30 to 50 families. You can't just go out there, even if you're a billionaire, and just think you're going to survive longer than 6 months if you don't have a community with all the skill sets from dental, medical, welding, self-protection, animal husbandry, everything that you need in order to actually survive as a community in a post-apocalyptic collapse. And those chances of something like that out of all the disasters is about 2%, but it's a nasty 2%, that if you get there and you think you're going to survive out in the middle of nowhere on your own, even if you're not having, if you're far enough away from one gas tank away from the large city, you may not. And it may be a year or two out, just like the Doomsday Preppers gives you 11 months of initial survival. Beyond that initial survival can be scraping pretty hard, especially when you have a dental emergency or a broken jaw, or you have a need for someone to weld a part in your farm machinery or to fix something that you need fixed. You need to be ready for the fact you need a village if you're going to live longer than 6 months in a post-apocalyptic disaster. But most things, I tell people the first thing is get out of the big cities. Contact Dave and whatever part of the country you're in, move to a rural area of Southern California. If you're thinking about a prepper community, contact Dave and get up to land so that you can start where you know you're going to have wells on it or water, wonderful sunlight, excellent place to grow food, and it's very defensible here in Southern California, by the way. A lot of the areas are kind of semi-mountainous or foothills, and it's really easy to defend yourself from populations that would try to come down from Los Angeles because they have to come through Camp Pendleton, and if things get disastrous, Camp Pendleton is a giant plug that will prevent anybody from Orange County North coming down into San Diego County into this area. So tell us all about what your recommendations are, Dave.
Well, as far as property, there's definitely something with a well on it that tests out good, because not any well is any good. You want it to be deep enough that it will survive a drought. You want the well tested for production and potability also, and make sure that there's not too many nitrates in it or arsenic or whatever that you can find in some areas.
And one of the things we talked about too is primary water, which we did with Deborah Tavares. And besides regular wells, which get into the aquifers that can connect, for example, here they connect all the way to Palomar Mountain, which is about 20, 30 miles away. But people really need to realize there's also primary water everywhere in the world, and we have tons of water, even water from rain. I realize our home here, which is around 5,000 square feet, we use about half of it, and our tanks run over. If we just had an average rain, you can easily secure 10 to 15,000 gallons of water in just one rainfall. Which, if you're just watering your plants or using it for host water, that can last you several months. So even in a relative drought condition, you can collect enough water off your roof if you have a roof water collection system, even if you don't have an area good for a well or as a backup to your well. Roof water is also good because it has less minerals in it that are heavy, because you have to filter those out if you have well water that's got a lot of minerals or iron in it. And it's easy to filter out things like Fukushima Daiichi, radiotoxins, and other airborne particles and so on. Very easy, much easier to filter it out of roof water than it is well water, isn't it?
That's right. As far as properties, if you get a property that has high groundwater, you can put a dug well in also and pump out of that, or put a hand pump, or any number of ways you could deal with that. And also I recommend that somebody has a water tank on the up on higher ground, so that if they do lose their power, they still have, you know, gravity flow water.
Exactly.
You may not have that much
you've got
pressure
some properties that you've just,
the water.
You've got some properties that you found also here in California that fit the bill for what I call prepper communities, that people could either they already have wells on them, and they could easily have wells determined. I tell people, shoot ground-penetrating radar. We have people here in California that will actually do a GPR to tell you exactly where to drill, so you're not just guessing. And it'll tell you what depths, because you often don't want to go deeper than you have to, because then your cost of drilling and the cost of pumping are a lot less if you drilled right in the sweet spot of the aquifer. Tell us about some of these properties that you found that are really good for not only people moving into a rural area by themselves out of the cities. I tell people, if you're in a large city like Los Angeles or anywhere else, any big city in the country, you need to significantly move to a rural area outside. And to be honest with you, I'd prefer to be in a rural area of America than moving to Ecuador or Patagonia. In fact, Patagonia has a high amount of ultraviolet radiation, and it's getting much worse in southern South America. And I know all the Japanese are moving to Brazil, but the ozone hole in the southern hemisphere is considerably larger than it is in the northern hemisphere. And although there's more radiation coming from Fukushima Daiichi, here in Southern California, we get virtually most of the radiation is all going north. It's going across Washington State and British Columbia over the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest of the United States. We do not get hit with it. It's hitting the oceans, so you don't want to eat the seafood, but in the air, my analysis of it is that we're virtually getting no significant amounts of airborne radiation from Fukushima.
I have my own detector, and I've probably checked it about at least a dozen times since Fukushima, and I've never gotten anything very high. I think 35 counts per minute was the highest I've gotten.
Yeah, well, we had some surges early on, but that was those were anomalous, and even we had a little surge when the hot shutdown of San Onofre nuclear reactor, but it only lasted a few days. And there's no nuclear reactors here on the West Coast, which is also interesting. So we're not likely to have what's called hot shutdowns or a major power block. It happens in the southwest United States or these other areas. Stay right there, Dave. We're on for another segment. Managed to get you on early. And we'll continue talking about how to get out of the city, how to contact Dave and Gene, what kinds of things to do, and some neat properties that Dave has lined up, and some more prepper ideas. He's an expert on many areas. As I say, if you're not prepping now, you'll regret it later.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Home.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had
a... And welcome back. And Dave, so... dealing with a couple of different issues, what do you use for backup power? There's a lot of different schemes. When we had John Moore on the program regularly, he had water running on his property. He's up in the mountains in North Carolina. And I think it was North Carolina, I'm pretty sure it was. And he was able to actually power a little generator from that running water. I think the first best backup generator is to get a 20-kilowatt Generac generator based on either liquid natural gas or propane. Next level is to have some small solar generators with the power packs, which you can get at Amazon.com, or there's a couple of other companies or battery companies that are very good. But you have to have layers of power backup, and ultimately you want to have something like solar. Down the road, in a few years, we're probably going to have what's called direct green algae to hydrogen with a compressor, and you'll have a hydrogen fuel cell, or you'll be able to store it in a tank so you can actually power your car up with hydrogen in a hydrogen fuel cell, and store the power also as these new lithium polymer batteries, like the Tesla cars that they're coming out with, and the Tesla's bringing out a new battery-powered home, too. But I think hydrogen is going to be the thing of the future. I like to think of people doing things in layers. You know, people say, well, I can't prep, I don't want to do anything. I'm thinking, do you have plastic water bottles in your house? Start storing clean filtered water. Do you have 3 weeks of food? Do you have dehydrated food, beans? You know, things are going to sustain life. Dehydrated food, get your own dehydrator. I tell people, you got to start growing your own food. You got to realize most of the food in the food shelves is pretty toxic unless you're a really careful shopper. You're not going to get truly organic food that's not sprayed with pesticides. And if the food trucks stop going, especially in many parts of the country, if there's a power blackout or a major war or an economic collapse, neither is there going to be any truck traffic or any food distributed anywhere. And most homes in America are so stupid, they have no more than 3 days of food, water, food for even their dogs. So, Dave, I like the layers of get your power, get your basic food, do you know basic storage of water, be ready for something at least for 3 weeks. How would you prepare? Would tell people to do it. And I tell people the very first step in that, get out of the big cities or even bigger towns. At least be on the outskirts. Do not be inside the big city or town in America or any country if disaster strikes. You want to be far enough out you can be with like-minded people in the community. You want to be able to have self-protection. You want to be able to grow your own food and protect yourself. And you want to be autonomous. But when it goes beyond 2 months, you need to start really having preparations for an advanced village where you have 30 to 50 plus families and across skill sets with redundancy so that you can survive literally a geopolitical and ecological and economic crash that could happen, where basically bartering and a feudal system comes back where people have their own property, grow their own food and barter and sell with each other. So, Dave, give us some of the ideas on how you get people, you know, people say, well, I don't know if I can afford to buy a property or sell my property. Tell us some of the schemes you offer, which are pretty unique, to try to get people out of their home where they are and into a new home or property they can then develop.
Well, you can go anywhere from a relatively small property with that has some kind of improvements on it, like maybe it's like this one property I have has a manufactured home on it, but you could set up a lot of camping spots and kind of use the main house as kind of like a little lodge, maybe a kitchen or whatever. But if you divide the cost of the property up among a lot of people, it can get very affordable for people that are on quite a budget. So that's one possibility.
Well, yeah, in other words, you can create a community of homes where it can be subdivided. You can take a property and apply for subdivision of the property to put a number of homes on it that have like-minded people. So maybe you get, say, 6 acres and you're able to put on enough homes that you have water there and you can even plot it off and have a road and start building a kind of a small community of homes. tell us the kind of price ranges and what's available right now, because the prices are really good and the mortgages are good. If you have a number of people purchasing a property, you can get some land for remarkably good prices now that actually could be developed pretty easily into either a mini community or what I call one of these survivor villages, where people of like mind come together and create something that's a true survival village that has all these cross, they vary everything from dental, medical care, and firefighters and people that have skill sets for welding and perimeter protection and, people that are in the military. I think this is the kind of thing that people should consider starting to build now for a future world that's going to get pretty dicey in the not-too-distant future.
Well, as far as... I think I mentioned on a previous show that, you could figure in the purchase of the property and then whatever facilities, basic facilities you want. And then you could divide it amongst 50 to 100 people, and then that gets the cost way down.
Right. So you mentioned the one property that was how many acres?
Pardon me. Well, like for instance, I know of a piece of about 160 acres, and it's very private.
Wow.
On top of a hill, there's probably it's not all usable, but it's not steep or anything, so you could terrace some of it too. But there's probably right. at least a quarter of it, quarter to a third of it that's pretty flat. And you have wind there, so you could use wind power. And you have a really good well. I mean, it's like a commercial well, so there'd be lots of water. You can't have too much water. And you want a deep well so that it doesn't dry up on you.
Right. So that property, let's say, what would the price be of that 160-acre property if, say, 50 families wanted to purchase it? How much is the whole property?
It would be $250,000.
So if you divide $250,000 into... Yeah, if you divide $250,000 into 100 families, you're talking about $2,500 per family.
Right.
to own a piece of
property.
And
if you wanted to add some more improvements, all there is a, like a one-bedroom manufactured home, you would want to put more facilities on it than that.
But yeah.
Even
yeah,
if like, you got it up like $5,000 each, that's affordable for a lot of people.
Right, yeah. And, that makes it very, very affordable. In fact, what would happen is a lot of people would just pay that rate out of their savings or their convert their gold or silver coins over, and they'd own the land outright, and then they could start talking about community improvements of bringing in, what kind of power they want. Do they want to have a solar power system? Do they want to have a larger, gas generator? Do they want to start looking at some of these new technologies that are being developed in Sweden and elsewhere? Even Israel. Israel has a power system that was tested in labs here where they have these large dishes that'll heat water. So you get warm water. It also generates steam. So you can generate a steam-powered generator. So there's all kinds of alternatives. Basically solar to hydrogen with hydrogen fuel cells. My nephew actually is an engineer, a physicist up in Silicon Valley, and he's developed a technology for storing power for large power corporations in compressed air that can be actually put underground. And you put these compressed air chambers. He developed it first in Europe for trucks, but he's the first to move it up to large power corporations. So you can store hundreds of kilowatts of energy just as compressed air and then release that air weeks or months later. So it's another way of storing, because battery storage is the biggest hurdle in power. So they were using it to even out the power curve. So during, if they're having solar or a lot of cheap power from, say, nuclear reactors or coal-fired generators at certain times of the day, let's say at night, they could store the power and actually release it at a, when they purchase the power at a lower cost at a different time of the day or days later when the need is higher. So contact Dave if you want to get more information about how to get out of the big cities, if you want to know more prepper clues. Dave will be on regularly on the program, and your number of contact, Dave, is?
619-990-6050.
And, of course, you have a link directly off the website on the front page, right up on our affiliates banner ads to Dave and Jane Mitchell.
Up until now, we have been losing the war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I
could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, yeah, you can do that before.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Fareed, and we're talking about Cardivite. And now its new name is going to be called CardioVasc. And, of course, what happens is in Canada, the ginkgo biloba is not allowed. So we have the American version of the product, which is including ginkgo biloba. And it will be renamed CardioVasc. So you'll see our logo, NutraMedical, on there. Down the road, perhaps maybe 6 months, a year or so, we may be, you know, improving or even adding some other things to the formula. But right now, it's fantastic. It has been for years. Literally, when we give people Cardivite, which will be CardioVasc, C-A-R-D-I-O-V-A-S-C, we have people regenerating improved brain perfusion, reversing blood pressure, improving peripheral circulation, like reopening arteries where they don't need surgery, improving liver detoxification, stem cell activation and healing of tissues. It's pretty amazing. People say their sight's better, their brain works better, their kidneys are functioning better. So for you, we have some, you know, tons of testimonials over many years now. In fact, I think when I last called you, your dad was actually visiting, I think, Sam.
Yes, and, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you hear the name CardioVasc, it's the same as Cardivite for Americans, of course. It includes the ginkgo biloba, but it's with the Canadian Regulatory Authority, I guess they have removed now ginkgo, which, to be honest with you, is stupid. But again, the regulatory authorities of Canada and Australia are the most interventionary in the world, more than Europe, more than America, anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's look at some of the components of Cardivite and CardioVasc, it's now called. The components are going to, and I'll just tell you what they do. Firstly, they'll get rid of the nanobacteria, rebalance the autonomic nervous system, prevent damage to the intimal lining of the artery, prevent formation of plaque, stimulate the mitochondria to allow the secondary wave of a peristaltic spasm of the blood vessels to move the blood through the blood vessels, the arteries, arterioles, venules, and veins back to the heart. and supply nutrients and oxygen and pull the toxins out. Cardiovascular is also able to detoxify the liver, help get the body get rid of toxic chemicals as well as heavy metals. And whenever you properly perfuse organs, they regenerate better. So you get better stem cell regeneration of your brain. People say, hey, my memory's better since I started taking cardiovascular. And the reason is that they've got better perfusion. Perfusion is the key. All blood pressure is basically is the heart and the nervous system thinks there's decreased perfusion to tissues, so that increases the driving pressure against resistance. And so blood pressure is a warning sign something's gone wrong with your microcirculation. And so when you start feeding your microcirculation with the right nutrients, your blood pressure drops because it doesn't need to have the higher pressure to perfuse the tissues. So that's why blood pressure drops with cardiovascular. It's not blocking something like a drug. It's improving the underlying conditions of circulation so the body's compensating mechanisms return to normal. So let's go through some of the components for Reed that's in the cardiovascular. That's the U.S. version of Cardivite. And we'll talk about why they're so it's so powerful.
Sure. So the first component is the hawthorn and the garlic.
And hawthorn, of course, is a cardiotonic, so it increases mitochondrial function and contractivity of the heart. And the aged garlic, by the way, has two actions. It's an ACE inhibitor to stop the kidney compensating effects that causes blood pressure to rise, and to kill a nanobacteria off in the artery walls.
Yep, and then you have cayenne and bilberry.
And the cayenne, of course, is going to improve antioxidant to stop oxidation of fatty acids and cholesterol, because it's the oxidized fatty acids and cholesterol that cause unstable plaque, because when the macrophages or big eater cells or monocytes eat the unstable granules of oxidized cholesterol, fatty acids, or trans fats, they die and become foam cells that stimulate and create plaque. And they attract platelets and fibrin and layer upon layer build up unstable plaque that can rupture. So, Cardivite's amazing stuff. It works in so many areas. What's the next component?
So, we have the ginkgo, of course.
Ginkgo biloba, of course, improves brain microcirculation, energetics of the mitochondria, and it directly bumps up what I call the redox potential of cells and tissues. So I don't know why they think ginkgo. I think some of the surgeons know that if you take ginkgo before surgery, you may have an increased chances of bleeding because it basically reduces blood viscosity. But I tell people, if you're planning major surgery, stop it 2 days before your surgery to 3 days and you're fine. But there's really no reason why people should be worried about ginkgo. It doesn't raise blood pressure. It improves microcirculation and perfusion.
Yeah, and then we have valerian root and the milk thistle.
Valerian balances your autonomic nervous system, so it tones down your sympathetic overactivity, and the milk thistle stimulates detox in your liver of heavy metal chemicals. The most powerful stimulant for your liver detoxification. Your liver is the power plant for detoxing the body. Most of the detoxification in your body occurs in your liver. More metabolic processes occur in the liver than all other organs put together.
Yep, absolutely. Interesting.
You live by your liver. That's why it's called liver. If you didn't have one, you're not going to live. You like that joke, eh? So, Cardivasc, which is our new name for Cardivite for Americans with the ginkgo. We also, of course, use other components with the cardiovascular. We have our new VascuCare, which is a propionyl L-carnitine. In Europe, they're actually trying to convert these nutraceutical molecules into drugs, so they actually are trying to license it in Europe as a drug at a higher dosage. It's not necessary. This normalizes blood vessel wall. CoQ10, which is only non-crystallizing CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol. Things like magnesium glycinate, magnesium taurate to normalize magnesium levels, and Supernox with actinose to help nitric oxide. But the core for all heart problems, a lot of people, all they take is this. In fact, it's an interesting story. One of the ladies that works with us and actually does her cleaning crew cleans our home, we helped her with her dad about a year ago, and they flew down and we gave them the money to fly down along with a whole lot of silver 100, but we also gave him Cardivite, which is now the cardiovascular. And he was basically terminal. He had a serious infection, and he was heart was in basically heart failure, and he was diabetic and just a mess. And we gave him the silver, which knocked out his infection. The Mexican doctors were so impressed, they actually put it through a millipore filter and gave it to him intravenously, which literally saved his life the next day. Instead of going to the morgue, he went home. And he gave him Cardivite, and his heart circulatory system and his heart failure completely reversed to normal. And he's basically still on a variation of Cardivite now in Mexico because he brought it to his doctors. Oh, yeah, this is really good stuff. This is good stuff. So he is continuing to take the components, and he's doing fine. So, you know, I tell people, don't wait till you're blocking an artery in your leg or you've got the doctor looking over the top of the glasses and saying he has to do a bypass on you or put you in a hospital or you're in heart failure. Take an adequate dosage. Don't take little individual dosages. If you're a big person or if you have significantly high blood pressure, keep titrating it up until your pressure comes down. And then once it's down, you can gradually lower the dose after you've been stabilized for several months. And you can validate your level of nitric oxide production with the Berkeley test strips, Berkeley. I'm also going to be bringing in some technology that's going to be inexpensive so people can validate themselves what their microcirculation is. And we have some various devices I'm working on trying to bring in so that people will be able to do their own test at home rather than having to go to a doctor for it. So they can test better than their blood pressure, their actual microcirculation. Some of these are manufactured in China, but I'm trying to select a device that's inexpensive and going to allow people to have control of their own health. The problem is if you just use blood pressure alone, it's not a good measure. That's why if you over control someone's blood pressure, if they're over 60, you do it too quickly. You have to do it slowly if you're going to do it. But if you do it too quickly, you'll actually put them into hyperperfusion of their brain and their kidneys and get them in kidney failure and make them demented. So, CardioVasc, we've just launched. We'll have those labels changing in the next few weeks. It's not changing the formula. It's still Cardivite, but it's the U.S. version with Ginkgo. Amazing. Thank you, Fareed, for doing that for us. I appreciate that. It's really going to help us a lot to maintain the high quality of our CardioVasc formula and keep people out of the hospital, out of the bypass surgical suites, out of the vascular surgeon working on the arteries in their leg, and out of losing their sight, their minds, and their toes if they're diabetic. So thank you.
You're welcome.
We will be back in hour number 3. We'll be hosted by Ann Morrison. I will be on my way to the airport to see our little granddaughter.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.